Welcome to the deep dive. So you've provided us with some really comprehensive material today. We're looking at retirement savings, specifically a deep dive review of a company that that comes up a lot in this space, Augusta Precious Metals.
It really does. And it's a field with so much noise, you know, and often a lot of fear. When people get serious about moving their retirement savings, say a 401k or an IRA, into physical metals, a gold IRA, they're looking for one thing above all else: trust.
And stability.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to cut through all of that noise. We've synthesized this review data, and we're going to try and pull out the most critical insights for you. Basically, a shortcut to understanding their whole model. We're focusing on three main pillars that really stood out: education, trust, and their long-term gold IRA strategy.
Okay, so let's unpack that. I mean, why are we even talking about gold IRAs? If you look at the bigger picture, the material shows this is all about diversification. It's about hedging against volatility, inflation, that kind of thing. So the real question becomes, who do you trust with an asset like that?
That sets the stage perfectly. And from the review, what's the first thing that jumps out, the big differentiator for APM?
What's fascinating, and it's mentioned right away, is this distinction they make. Their model is built on education versus sales pressure. The review just kept coming back to this idea that they want you to fully understand what you're doing before any money ever changes hands. It's not just marketing speak. It's apparently their whole operating procedure.
Okay, so that education-first model is central. But, you know, a company can claim anything. We have to look at whether their reputation actually backs that up. Let's shift to the company's profile, because with retirement savings, trust is just, it's everything.
It's non-negotiable. And the review really stresses that their longevity and their proven reputation are key selling points. It's not just that they've been around for a while, it's that they have a long, clean service record. And for their target audience, U.S. customers aged 55 and up, that track record is vital.
Why that demographic specifically, the 55 plus group?
Well, think about it. For people nearing or already in retirement, the stakes are just so much higher. They're not looking for rapid growth or risky trades. They're trying to safeguard what they've already built. So they need stability, they need compliance, and they need total transparency. A clean reputation isn't a bonus, it's a prerequisite.
That makes perfect sense. These are high stakes decisions. Okay, so let's drill down into that defining feature you mentioned, the education-first approach. This is where it gets really interesting. What does that actually look like? What are the specific methods they use? It's not just like a few articles online, is it?
No, not at all. It's more like they put customers through a curriculum. The material points out that the whole onboarding process is designed to eliminate any gaps in understanding. And that's so important because a gold IRA isn't simple. You've got IRS rules, custodians, storage. It's complex.
So what are the tools they use to do that? Is it just a bunch of PDFs?
According to the review, no. It's very high touch. Two main things. First, one-on-one consultations. A specialist actually walks you through the market, your goals, everything. And second, they have these pretty sophisticated web-based educational sessions. So it's a combination designed to make sure you get it before you commit.
I have to ask, though, could that intense process be a barrier? I mean, especially for a demographic that might just want things to be simple. Do people really want to spend hours learning the details of, you know, IRS Rule 408-3?
That's a great question, and the review actually touches on it. The data suggests that for the APM customer, that intensive process is the main selling point. It directly tackles the fear of the unknown, the fear of being taken advantage of. It puts the control back in the customer's hands.
Okay, so what kind of things are they learning that makes it so valuable?
It seems to boil down to three main areas. First, custodianship. They explain why you can't just store the gold in your house, who the IRS-approved depositories are. They basically demystify the whole regulated infrastructure.
Which is a huge misconception, right? That you can just keep the coins in a safe at home.
Exactly. The second big piece is about the metals themselves. What's eligible and what's not. Only specific purities and types are allowed. And then finally, they walk you through the actual rollover or transfer process, which, you know, brings us to the mechanics of it all.
Yeah, that transfer process has to be the most nerve-wracking part for most people.
Yeah.
So how does APM help with that, with setting up the account and moving the funds?
So this is where the review focuses on clarity and process. They basically act as the coordinator. They're the go-between for you, the new IRS-approved custodian, and the secure storage facility. They handle the whole thing.
The review mentioned a technical detail: the difference between a direct transfer and a rollover. Can you clarify that?
Yes, and it's a really important distinction. A direct transfer is when the money moves directly from your old custodian, say your 401k provider, to the new gold IRA custodian. You never touch it. A rollover is when the money is sent to you, and then you have 60 days to deposit it. The review notes that APM really pushes for the direct transfer because it's safer and avoids potential tax problems.
That service alone seems incredibly valuable. Okay, let's talk fees.
Yeah.
The review kept saying transparency, no hidden surprises. What does that look like in practice?
This is a huge point in the material. The review confirms APM is a premium provider, so the transparency isn't about being the cheapest, it's about being the clearest. They promise to lay out every single cost up front. That means the custodian's administrative fees, the storage fees, and this is the big one, the dealer's own markup on the metals.
So the takeaway isn't that they're the lowest cost, but that the disclosure of the cost is what builds that trust.
Precisely. You're trading a potentially lower price for total assurance and a really comprehensive service. And that consistency is flagged again and again in the review as a core strength.
Okay, so we've covered the strengths pretty well. Transparency, that deep focus on education, and the high quality service. To give that balanced view the source material calls for, we have to look at the other side. What are the potential trade-offs or limitations here?
The material is very clear on two key considerations. First, there are minimums. A precious metals IRA is a substantial investment, and APM is no different. So it's not really an entry-level diversification tool.
And why do those minimums exist? Is it just arbitrary?
The review suggests it's tied directly to that white glove service model we've been talking about. The one-on-one support, the transfer help, the secure storage, it all costs money. The minimums seem to ensure the investment is large enough to justify that whole premium consultative approach.
And what about that premium positioning you mentioned? What does that mean for your wallet?
It means that while the fees are laid out clearly, they aren't trying to be the lowest in the industry. You're paying a premium for reliability and guidance. So if your only goal is to find the absolute rock bottom price per ounce, this probably isn't the right fit.
That's a really important piece of context. So let's pivot to who this is actually for. Based on everything we've discussed, stability, education, premium service, what's the ideal customer profile that the data points to?
The ideal customer is almost certainly someone 55 or older, making a pretty significant move to diversify their retirement funds. They have the capital for the minimums, but more importantly, they value that educational support. They want a long-term trust-based relationship more than they want to save a few bucks on transaction costs. They want it done right.
And on the flip side, who should maybe look at other options to make sure you get the full picture here?
Well, anyone looking to invest a very small amount, for one, or someone who wants to trade metals frequently, the model is just too restrictive for that. And also, if you're a very experienced investor who doesn't need all that hand-holding, you know, if you just want a simple transaction, there are probably cheaper alternatives out there.
So when we put all these pieces together, what does it all mean? It seems the review positions Augusta Precious Metals as a very specialized, long-term choice for a specific type of customer.
The core principles are clear. They operate on trust, and that trust is built on radical transparency and intensive hands-on education.
Exactly. They are aiming for the customer who wants to understand their investment, not just buy it cheap. The research we looked at really reinforces that for them, knowledge is the main currency they trade in.
And that really brings us to our final provocative thought for you today. The biggest single takeaway from all this material is simple. Understanding comes before decisions. If you are even thinking about diversifying your retirement, we'd encourage you, no matter who you choose, to ask for all the educational materials, sit through the consultations. Even if you decide a company isn't for you, the knowledge you'll gain about how this all works, it's invaluable. Informed action is the only real choice you have.